I am exhausted at the idea of talking about this.
Here's the thing. We got to do it. And like, this is the whole point. It's to be exhausted and uncomfortable and hate it. Like, required viewing for white people.
100%.
And if you hate it, that's the point. Deal with it.
I know. Okay. Deal with it. All right, I will.
Okay. Hello, Patrick Hines.
Hey, fam. Are you on the Disky? I'm not really, but you are. Tell me about it.
I am on the Disky. We have a Discord channel. It's awesome. Yeah. Our Discord
server?
A channel. Or see, I think it's a server, and then we have channels within it.
We've got a Discord situation.
Yeah, we absolutely have a Discord situation. It is very fun. Everyone in there is lovely. It's really cool. We have like a TCO suggestions channel, and I always like pop in and tell you what we're recording today.
Let me tell you, if you want to find GP, this is the one thing I hear on the road all the time. They just want you more. Go to the Discord because like that's where she's the queen.
We're hanging out.
Yeah.
We're having so much fun. And Sasha and Tanya and like we're like a whole crew.
Yeah. Also, fam, we're at almost 140,000 subscribers on YouTube.
What?
Isn't that crazy? We just got our 100,000 plaque and we're going to get 200,000 like by Christmas.
That is insane.
And you guys are amazing. We love you. Thank you. I love watching it there. It is so much fun. We're having so much fun. I sometimes will be like, I'm just going to look at it for 2 minutes. It's like 40 minutes later. I'm
and
just
then you
watching
watch the full
us.
Episode.
Yeah. It's such a...
You're like, oh my God, what's going to happen next?
What is going to happen? It's True Crime Obsessed on YouTube. Go subscribe. Even if you're not going to watch, just do it for me.
Yeah, please.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we have fun.
What are we talking about today? Oh, speaking of having fun, what are we talking about today?
Oh God, no fun at all.
No.
This is The Perfect Neighbor on Netflix. Highly requested. We had a long conversation about it. We are doing it. We moved the calendar. So here we go.
Yeah.
Sheriff's office.
I called because the kids from across the street. They shouldn't be screaming and running around.
Okay.
All the kids like to play. They can't walk or even throw their football over here.
911, what is the address of the emergency?
Several kids out there right now are screaming, yelling.
9 times out of 10, that lady over there probably called.
Oh, I know.
It's like the kids.
She thinks we're trying to steal her truck.
Do you even know how to drive?
It clearly says no trespassing. I'm not always walking alone.
There doesn't need to be a call to service every time a kid's playing in the yard.
She's always messing with people's kids.
Sheriff's office!
1 minute!
What is the address of the emergency?
My neighbor has been screaming outside.
She said her banging on her door.
Pounding on it. Let me in. And then... Bang!
I have a quick note at the top. We get on-screen text that says this film is primarily composed of police body cam footage recorded over the course of 2 years. This is like groundbreaking. There's no other way to put it.
Yeah.
But I know there's been a conversation about like the ethics of watching this. Ajika's family is fully behind this documentary.
Yeah.
So her close...
I mean, there are children who are not old enough to consent to that. So I will like, there's one moment where I'm like, I'm not sure we should be seeing this.
Sure. And I think that's the point that it should feel like, I can't believe I'm watching this. But her close friends brought this story to the filmmakers. Her mother, Pamela Diaz, is actually doing press with the interviews and stuff, so...
I will go with whatever the family decides. There are moments that I'm like... Like, I've gotten shit on this podcast for talking about Daisy before she's old enough to tell me that it's okay to do that.
Okay.
So I just had that thought in my head in one certain moment where I'm like, yeah, this is the worst moment of this 8-year-old's 100%. Life, and I don't know that I'd want that. My dad saying it's okay to do that, but I will go with whatever the family has decided.
Like, and I actually watched a great interview from the Film at Lincoln Center YouTube channel. It's Ajika's family, and so they're talking about why they wanted this out there.
Yeah.
Please take care when watching this. That said, white people, this is required.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
So we get the cold open, which we usually skip over, but I'm going to mention it here just because we come back to it.
Sure.
We open with the cops pulling into like a neighborhood late at night. Someone has been shot and we don't know who it is.
Right. And then like we see that chaos and I'm like, oh shit, this is going to be really bad.
Yeah.
So then we hear the cops speaking to the neighbors. We don't see it. We just hear it.
Yeah. There's a lot of... So, like, this is a really... You and I were talking about before. This is a really interesting style where there's no talking heads. There's no lower thirds. It's all body cam. It's really, really good. They also, like, they will do voiceover of, like, things that have been recorded and they're not showing the video of it. It's very effective.
Yeah.
There's a couple of moments of I'm not exactly sure what day we're at or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
But I think that's fine. I think, like, if we're doing a new... if we're literally inventing a new way to make documentary here, I'm on board.
I think it's excellent.
Yeah.
So, here's what we gather. gather in these conversations. There's a woman in the neighborhood who hates all the kids. This is a very kid-heavy block.
Yes.
There are a lot of families, a lot of kids. The kids are always outside playing. This woman hates them. She's been there for about 2 years. She's been a nightmare since day one.
Yeah.
She's at the center of every problem. Everyone on the block has had a problem with her at least once, but she is the issue.
Can I tell? I wanted to talk about this just for a minute, and I won't be insufferable about
sure.
This is the neighborhood I grew up in.
Okay.
Not literally, but like, I don't know if this is low-income housing or not. I grew up in low-income housing, and all of the houses were on top of each other. There was 100 fucking kids out playing yeah. all day, every single day, yelling, screaming, laughing. All of us got along. All of the yeah. parents sort of watched all the other. I felt very, very, very close to this neighborhood
yeah.
because this is it was very multicultural, white kids, brown kids, black kids. Like, these kids are such good kids.
They're good kids.
They are like the best. These are some kids. Of the most respectful kids I've seen in a documentary in a long time.
And they stay close to home because it's all on the same street,
yeah.
on everyone's lawn. And at one point, one of the, when we see the cops come to this block, they ask like, whose are yours?
Yeah,
and the woman goes, oh, they're all mine. And
yeah,
you're
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
oh shit.
And there's this one moment where one of the ladies is like, well, none of these kids are mine. Like, her kids are inside.
But they're all mine.
But they're all mine.
Yeah.
And it's like, it was like that in my neighborhood too. All of the parents watched out for all the other kids. Like, my mom could go to the grocery store without even telling the neighbor because the neighbor's out on the front yard.
This is the village they talk about.
Yeah. And it's there.
You know, it takes a village. This
yeah,
is
yeah,
what
yeah.
they mean.
And I got to say it. Like, once again, I don't know if this is low income housing. It feels like it to me just because that's the vibe I grew up in. And it feels like exactly like what I. There's something about kids growing up in low income housing that bonds you. Like, in my situation, like, I grew up in a place called Swan Pond Village. Everybody knew that's where the poor kids lived. And so we all were picked on, but we were all like, at the same time, we were all a group. We were like a little roving family.
Yeah.
You know?
And these kids are great because we hear them. They're talking to like a fifth or sixth grader, and we go through the difference between a truth and a lie. And today we're going to talk about true things.
Yes.
And so this boy says
that she doesn't like people playing around over where like she lives, like uh-huh. in that grass over there.
Uh-huh.
Because she thinks that it's her property.
This woman doesn't like when we play outside. It doesn't even matter where the kids are, even if it's not on her property, which it's never on her property.
It's also, she doesn't have any property.
Right. Like,
it takes
renters.
Too long to establish this. Like, apparently this is a neighborhood where you can buy, but most people rent. It is established that she does not own the area,
no.
like the yard. At one point, the cop says the only thing that is her property is her porch. Stay off it.
See, that's it.
Travel.
Girl, Miracle Melts is a new sponsor. Tell me everything.
All right, we're doing some real talk about intimacy.
Yes.
Okay, as...
I thought we'd never get there.
Honestly, same. We're talking like dryness, hormones, discomfort. These are things that are totally normal, but they definitely happen more as you age.
Yes.
There's a lot of stigma about it. There are people out there who are suffering and uncomfortable, and no one's talking about it. We're going to talk about it.
We always do the talking about the things nobody's talking about.
We talk about the things that nobody's talking about, and then everyone's talking about
it. Exactly. We're trendsetters.
Yeah.
All right, tell me what we need to know.
Okay, so Miracle Melts are small, hydrating, hyaluronic acid inserts that melt naturally. And so this helps restore moisture to the vaginal walls and help rehydrate tissue. Because like anything from like postpartum hormone decline or SSRIs or birth control, like these are all things that are causing dryness down there.
This is very helpful information.
Yeah, and like dryness can cause like itching
yeah.
and just discomfort.
Yeah.
You guys, we're talking about it, everyone, welcome.
It's not even weird. Like, I'm so glad we're talking about it.
I agree. And like, this is hormone free. It's doctor recommended. It's super easy to use.
Yeah.
And you can restore comfort and natural moisture from the inside out. And you use it every 3 days for maximum comfort and relief.
So fam, to check this out, you're going to visit helloplayground.com.
Yep. Use code TCO for 15% off your order.
Hydrated, happy, and a discount. Honestly, that's the holy trinity.
Yeah. Your body and your partner will thank you.
Yes. Once again, helloplayground.com. Go check it out and talk about it.
Yeah. Talk about it. So she hates the kids. She hates the noise. She hates that they're playing. She's calling the kids. She's just miserable.
But here's my question to you. Why did she move there?
Well, here's the thing. Like, I probably wouldn't thoroughly love being on that block.
Of course.
If the kids are out all the time
yes.
and she claims she works from home, like, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
But like, she lived here for 2 years. We're going to see the entirety of those 2 years.
Yes.
Are you going to tell me that when you went to see the house, you didn't hear them yelling? If
right.
you're like, oh, this is super kid friendly, that's not my scene, don't live there. And if you are, if you have to, I know some, there could be extenuating circumstances. If you have to live there, then it's on you to get over it.
Right.
Because
yes.
this is the
yes.
block that you have to live on.
Yes.
So like, it might suck. suck, but you suck it up for these 2 years and you deal with it. All they're doing is playing. Is it annoying? Even the cops are like, I was loud and annoying too.
Yes.
That's what kids do.
And these parents are so reasonable. They're so much more reasonable than they need to be even. That like if this woman had just gone the other way and just been friendly and then talked to the parents, I'm sure the parents could have been like, just don't play in front of her house.
Even if she's the miserable woman always looking out the window. But like she's caught, she caused all of this.
Yes.
So it's February 25th, 2022. All the kids are outside playing. This woman is practically hiding behind a pickup truck when the cops show up. This is the first call we see.
Yes. And we're going to learn this is her pickup truck and she uses it against these kids in every opportunity that she has.
Her name is Susan Lawrence.
I called because the lady across the street on the phone hit me with a sign. Her children were walking their dog on the property. It clearly says no trespassing. And they're always walking the dog. The dog's always taking the call. There's poop on the sidewalk. There's all kinds of stuff. I said, can you please keep the dog over there?
They're always walking the dog and the dog's pooping and I hate it.
Now, a couple of things about this. Number one, it's not her sign. Number two, it's not her lawn. Number three, it took me until the second time watching this, because it all goes very fast.
Yes.
There was a couple of times I was like, oh, okay, the lady did that, but whatever, this other woman's nightmare. No. Every time that she says something that these parents did, it's a lie.
It's a lie.
It is never true.
It's a gross exaggeration.
Yes. Now, this mother, when they go to talk to this mother, her name is Ajika, and she is, well, like, she admits to, like, picking up the sign and throwing the sign out of frustration. This other woman, Susan, has twisted that to, she picked up the sign and threw it at me and I am injured. That did not happen.
So, and Susan claims, well, I ever so nicely just gently asked, please, ma'am, please keep your dog over there. And then I went to take a picture of her dog and this woman flipped out accusing me of taking pictures of her kids.
Yeah.
So Susan then shows the sign. And again, this is all body cam. So Susan shows the sign and she's like, as you can see, she really threw it at me. And I'm like, that is so manipulative. Because what do you mean, as you can see? It's
right.
A sign. There's no evidence of anything.
We're going to learn in court at the very end of this thing, which they do over the credits, which is the fucking most amazing throwaway.
So
who cares?
Yeah.
I loved it so much. That sign is made out of paper.
It's nothing.
You can't throw it.
And
you know what
no
I mean?
And there's no proof of, like, look at the damage done.
Right.
There's no damage on
yes.
your leg, bitch, because
yes.
she didn't fucking hit you with it.
And the other thing, like, maybe you could say that Ajika shouldn't have thrown the sign. These parents will act out the 20th time this woman is horrendous to them. They let so much water off a duck's back. Like, they turned the other cheek 20 times. They cannot be blamed for picking up the sign and throwing it in the opposite direction
right.
of this woman once.
She's miserable.
Yes.
So the cops go over to the woman who allegedly threw the sign. Her name is Ajika Owens. She goes by AJ. She has four kids. So it's a white guy and a black woman.
Yeah.
The black woman cop immediately is like, I see that smirk on your face. Like, you know why we're here.
Yep.
So Ajika explains, look, there is a big open patch of grass.
I don't want y'all pulling over to the private property. I told them, don't own this. You can't tell them. Technically, if they're not in your personal space, that they can't walk the dog or even throw their football over mm-hmm. you. Oh, you black people, oh, it's just this. Okay, all right, whatever. That doesn't move me.
That is not Crazy Susan's property.
No.
Instead of Lazy Susan, we have Crazy Susan.
We got Crazy Susan.
Ajika's like, Crazy Susan is always bringing race into it because Ajika's a black woman.
Yes.
And she goes, all right, whatever. That doesn't move me. And to be clear, right, we will see many cops here. Right now, Ajika is talking to a fellow black woman.
Yes. And this fellow black woman cop speaking to this black woman civilian, they are speaking their own language. They know exactly
100%.
What's going on. This
Before they even started speaking,
yep.
they
This woman cop understands this in a way that this white male cop never could.
Never, ever, ever could.
Yeah.
And so Ajika explains that Susan, like this like alleged altercation, Susan is waving the sign in her face to be like, see, no trespassing, no
yeah.
trespassing.
Yeah.
And that's when Ajika picks up the sign and throws it. And she goes, did I throw it? 100%.
Yes.
Did I throw it deliberately at her? No.
No. Also, like Ajika, this black woman is dealing so patiently with being questioned by these cops.
Well,
you know,
because what is not really being said here that's like up to us to figure out and experience, especially as white people, is that Ajika can't be the one who calls the cops.
Exactly.
She doesn't want to call the cops on the older white lady.
Yes.
So she's just like, don't give them a reason. It's
yes.
sort of how Ajika as a black woman is operating.
And it really doesn't take the cops too long to let everybody know. We know she's the problem. We get it. But
yeah.
however, You got to live together. Nobody sees what happens coming. I mean, by the nobody, I mean the cops don't see what happens. So they're just like, we got to believe her. We got to believe you. You keep your kids over here. You know, they're trying to take that approach.
So while Ajika, and again, we don't have any lower thirds, so I don't know this police officer's name, this black woman that Ajika's speaking with. But while they are speaking, the other cop talks to another neighbor and she's like, yeah, I didn't see anything personally, but let me tell you.
I didn't see anything, but I will say that that lady is always messing with people's kids. She's always... she's always trying to record the kids and always talks like that. But I didn't see anything, so I can't say nothing.
Okay.
She's yelling. She's calling them names. She's
trying to record them.
And then another neighbor says the same thing. Like, Ajika didn't touch that lady, but also she's a nightmare. She's always like, so from the very first phone call, we have multiple people saying, Susan is full of shit and she's a hate. She's full of hate is what she is.
Yes.
So the cops just say, look, just for the sake of this, our first call here, she's clearly like, she's upset about something. Just don't go over there. You're all renters. You all have the same rights.
Well, right. Because the one thing we do get is dates. And so we are learning when we first open, we're at the day of the shooting. And this visit by the cops is going back 2 years. Remember, this white lady's only lived in this neighborhood for 2 years. So at the time of this visit from the cops, this lady's just moved
in. She just moved in. That's really, really important to remember. So the cops are like, look, she's a nightmare, but just like, don't go over there.
Yeah.
And Ajika ends up apologizing to the cops. And this is when the black woman cop is like, I understand exactly how you feel. Like, this is why I have a house.
Yep.
And Ajika says, prayerfully, this is our last year before getting a house.
Yes.
So these two women understand each other from the very beginning. The cops leave, no arrests, obviously. And they tell Susan, like, look, there's really nothing to be done. Like, nobody confirmed your story. In fact, everyone said the opposite.
Yeah.
There's no evidence of anything. And Susan's all about the theatrics. She's rolling her eyes. No witnesses. Oh, how convenient.
Yeah, yeah.
So before we leave, we see Ajika walking her dog.
Here we go. Note for GP.
He's a big poodle or a doodle or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
His name is Cash.
Yes.
He is big.
He is.
Remember that. That'll be important for later.
Yes.
But the lady officer bonds with her again, and she's like,
I'm sorry. He's a big baby.
I want to touch him.
That's what I love her baby, though.
Hey. What's his name?
What's the baby's name?
Cash
Money.
Cash Money.
Yeah.
So that is important, but it's also showing that, like, there was a bond here between these women.
Yes. And so then we get like a bunch of voiceover of the neighbors talking about Ajika and like what an amazing mom she is. They say she was the mom. She's a manager at the local McDonald's. She would always switch her schedule around to prioritize her kids. This woman, we're told, sacrifices for her kids to the tune of paying for private school, football lessons. I'm like, you take lessons in football? Gymnastics, dance, everything. Like, she was like super mom.
She had four kids. They had the world. Yes. No one has a bad word to say about her.
Truly. And like, you can tell just by like what we've seen on the body cam, she's the most patient, calm. You have to be if you got four kids.
Right.
But she's like the most patient, calm, nice, loving woman.
And also like trying to not rock the boat. The cops are here. There's a white lady upset. Like that's the world Ajika has to navigate. So August 10th, 2022, Crazy Susan has called the police again. And the kids are playing on property that isn't hers, and goddammit, she wants something done about it.
And she's trying to educate this cop about the real estate laws. Like, this woman, Susan, makes the cops hate her immediately.
And the cops are like, sweetheart, the people who actually own the property don't care. There's nothing we can do. Also, what is wrong with you?
What is wrong with you?
And then she's like,
well, then I'll send the cease and desist letter to them.
Okay.
And my lawyer do it. There is, in the real estate laws, you should know this, that you have a right to peaceful, quiet enjoyment of your property.
Yeah.
You know, that is in the law.
Well, it's so, civil, so we don't really deal with that.
I understand, but those kids shouldn't be over here.
Cool, like, I heard. That's annoying. They're loud and annoying. There's, like, 12 or 13 of them.
Yeah.
That's what kids do.
Yes.
But at least they're like happy and safe and having fun, as opposed to any other thing out getting into trouble or being in danger. Like, at least they're all here and happy, right?
I want to also just say that, like, the bits of video of these kids that we get, these are kids with, like, really positive dispositions.
They're, like, precocious.
They're precocious.
They're,
and it's like, Susan, if you had just taken another approach, if you, like, you can be annoyed, you don't have to like it, but you could also be, like, annoyed in a cute way.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Or you can seethe quietly.
Exactly.
And you know what I mean? Instead of calling the police and wasting everybody's fucking time.
You know what I did when I had neighbors who were so loud and wouldn't turn the music down? I got a pair of AirPods, Susan. I put on white noise and I went to bed.
Right? So when this white lady cop is like, well, at least they're happy though, right? Susan goes, ugh, and turns around and walks away, muttering all the way back inside. Yeah. The cops are like, okay, bye, I guess. And as they're walking away, they go, what a fucking
end. And it cuts off.
But I want to slow down here for a second because in all of these calls, the way Susan talks about these kids is riddled with microaggressions against Black people.
Yeah.
Like, she will eventually be full on racist.
Yes.
But at first, she's sort of like testing the waters with the cops. Those people, these kids. She's using like the screaming. She's using this like dehumanizing language.
Yeah.
She's trying to say something without saying it.
Yeah.
And the cops aren't taking the bait. And that's why she huffs and puffs and walks away.
Yes.
Everything she says, and we'll see it in like major full on display a little bit later, but she's kind of being like, am I right?
Right.
And they're not agreeing with her. And that is frustrating to her as a white person. Travel
down the road back again. Girl, Dose is back. It's time to talk about the liver. You know what I'm talking about. Tis the season for those holiday parties and your liver needs a break.
Tis the season for your liver.
Exactly.
And your liver health, okay?
So listen, Dose for Your Liver is a clinically backed liver health supplement. I've been taking it. I'm very glad that I am.
Yeah, and Dose is a liquid supplement. So it's taken in a daily 2-ounce shot and it tastes like fresh squeezed orange juice.
Also, zero sugar, zero junk, zero calories, which I actually care about.
Yeah, and in case you're kind of like, hey, what exactly does the liver do?
Yeah.
Just FYI, it's your body's filter. So it processes everything you consume and it performs over 500 daily functions. It needs some love and care.
And these are the important functions, fam. We're talking energy production, digestion, fat metabolism, vitamin storage. Like, these are the important things. You got to keep your liver in shape.
Yeah, so it's working really hard. And when it's overworked, you're going to feel it.
And so, like, if you take it daily like I do, you can expect reduced sluggishness. You're going to get rid of those midday crashes. Those were always, like, my kryptonite. And it's going to support your metabolism and even aid your daily digestion.
Yeah, and it's got real results. So with two double-blind, placebo-controlled studies showing its positive impact on liver enzyme levels. I love this.
So fam, I love Dose. If you are ready to solve the mystery of why you've been feeling off, check out dosedaily.co/TCO or enter TCO and get 35% off your first subscription.
Your body does so much for you. Let's do something for it.
Truly, stop being selfish. That's dosedaily.co/TCO for 35% off your first month subscription.
Do it.
I love it.
Your liver works really hard.
My liver feels great now.
I love you, liver.
Me too.
So they talk to the guy who actually put up the no trespassing sign.
Yeah.
And he essentially like put up that sign for Susan as a favor.
Right.
Because she was annoying the shit out of him. And he was like, okay, if you want, also for the record, I don't care.
Right.
He's the only guy who owns any of the property. Like what he says goes, and he's fine to let these kids play football.
It must just be crazy making to like be living in this neighborhood for like all these years as everybody else has been. These kids have been here the whole time. This lady's new and now she's the problem. Like, it must make you crazy.
Right. Just fucking move.
Exactly.
So more audio of Susan. This time she actually admits that she called the children the R word.
I'm having problems with the neighbor's children. They come up to me and just scream like idiots. And I finally lost my nerve today. I just couldn't take it anymore. I called the kids. Then the mother comes screaming at me. Don't call my children. I'm going to put you in a nursing home.
Which is hilarious,
right.
Jessica.
I mean, that, honestly.
Like, because she's like, then I don't know why, but the mom got mad that I was like calling her kids these horrible words. So she threatened to throw me in a nursing home. And I'm like, point, Ajika.
Right. And the whole thing is she's only admitting to that one thing that she doesn't think is that bad. So she can say this woman threatened me.
And this is, again, her being like, right, white cop.
Exactly.
Like, you get me.
Right.
Like, aren't those people awful? And the cops just aren't falling for it in Florida, which is a shock.
Which really, but like, just to slow down on that for one second, that shows you how awful this woman
was.
She's
pretty bad.
She's so bad that the cops are not on her side.
Yeah.
You know?
She's making it so fucking obvious.
Yeah.
But this is where she's like, look, I'm single. I work from home. Again, this constant, like, you should, the tone is very, you should be on my side.
Exactly.
It's us versus them.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm quiet. I'm peaceful. I'm the perfect neighbor.
I mean, like, I love a documentary
this
that takes the title from, like, a crazy moment in the documentary.
This is what happens in the first 10 minutes of the horror movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah. This is, but only it's real fucking life.
Speaking of horror movies, I forgot to mention this earlier, but like earlier, earlier, the first time they knock on her door, they go, Sheriff's Department. It's really sing-songy. It's now December 22nd, 2022. The cops knock on her door again, decidedly less sing-songy.
Hi, Sheriff's Office.
Sheriff's Department.
What's going on tonight?
Yeah.
Like that fake happy tone, but like that, like faking a smile. And Susan goes, well, you know, lots of children screaming their full heads off, running around, again, dehumanizing. Again, we're all in this together.
It's also that thing where it is shocking to me that Susan, like, if this were any normal person and the cops were at your house now for the 30th time, wouldn't you be like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to bother you. Oh my God. Like, she has absolutely no sense that she's not 100% in the right.
And now she starts to ramp up the lies.
Yes.
So as she tells it, the kids are playing in her truck.
I had my truck parked up here, so I didn't have to listen to the screaming and yelling. As soon as I move and check, the kids are coming up. Like, guys, stop. They know we're not supposed to be over here. They control.
My name is Dr. Lawrence. Don't you tell me to shut up. She's not a doctor.
What is she trying to pretend to be a doctor of?
You know I'm
a doctor of Seuss?
A doctor of bullshit. Yeah. Like, you know I'm a good Googler.
Yeah.
I Goog the shit out of everything, right?
Uh-huh.
She says she's not a doctor. I searched far and wide. There's not a single thing saying that she has a doctorate of any kind.
That is... I mean, so it's just another lie.
It's just another lie to make her feel important, to sort of feel like the cops should believe her.
Uh-huh.
It's just bullshit. And it's to hold her higher than these black kids that she does not deem equal to her.
And it's just so crazy because all she wants to do is talk about how awful these kids are. The idea that this kid told her to shut up. These are the kinds of kids that when are asked by the cops, what did she call you? She said the S
the
word.
The R word, the B word, the C word, the this word, every letter in the book.
And like in one of the darkest moments in one of these kids' lives, he's sobbing and he says, she called me a Jack A-S-S. Like these are the most respectful. These parents are not fucking around. They are raising these kids to be. And we're going to hear time and time again, no matter how awful this woman is, she's an adult. You come to me and let me handle it.
And they're not doing anything wrong because the lady cop at the scene goes to talk to the kids. There are like eight of them. And a mom interrupts and she's like, hold on.
Yeah. This is the moment where the mom was like, none of these are my kids, but they're all my kids.
But they're all my kids.
Yeah.
But like, this is where the mom says, like, she's like, I want to be clear about this. The property that this crazy bitch, my words, not hers.
Yeah.
But she gets
she's kind of mouthy, yeah.
She's like,
because it's an open spot,
right?
That, all of that is not her property.
Sure.
All of that is not her property. So that man that does live right there, he says that all the kids can play because they like to play football
over
there.
Sure.
And she said, they're nowhere near her property. Y'all can watch her camera.
Sure.
They're right over there.
We wouldn't just like let our kids traipse all over property if it's not allowed. They have permission. It's not her property. She's just causing problems.
And like, I know that we're dealing with an insane person, so why bother reasoning? But like, as the parent of a child who likes to play with her friends loud, I would be totally open to, can we have quiet hours? Maybe after 9 o'clock, the kids aren't allowed to play.
Right.
Like we would play outside until all hours of the night, probably to a point that was like, we shouldn't have been allowed to do that. Maybe these kids are even like, maybe the parents like, go play football until 9 o'clock.
Sure.
I get it. There is a world in which like there's a reasonable argument to be made that there should be a time when the kids are not allowed to be loud anymore.
Look,
you know,
she's a horrible, murderous racist, this woman. She's evil. She's angry. There's darkness in her.
Yeah.
I don't think she's the only person who'd be like, loud, guys. It's a little loud out here. Like, but again, I wouldn't live there.
Right.
But if I was forced to live there for any million reasons, money, whatever, I had to live there, I'd be like, this is the gig. I have to live on a street with 12 kids. I also probably would end up like making friends with the parents in some way.
Of course.
Because if you just sit and seethe,
yes,
it gets worse and worse. If you humanize the children and be like, they're just playing football, it'll be over before I know it. Like, just deal with it. All the cops are like, you're loud and annoying. That's what you do when you're a kid.
Yes.
Like, and when they're all together, but also, and I'll say this again later, but like, I'll just mention it now. She has made herself an enemy. She's the fucking Karen who's calling because they end up saying, when the cops are there, they're like,
there have been times where kids are going to be kids and she'll be saying something and they may say something back, okay, Karen, or something like that.
All right, sure.
I've always instructed my kids. She's still an adult at the end of the day. You don't argue with her. You come and you tell me and you let me take it up with her.
It's the one, like, quote, disrespectful thing the kids say about her. They call her the Karen. Like, that's her name to them.
But because she's...
And I'm on their side, by the way.
Yeah, but, like, she wants it to be us versus them.
Yes.
Okay, so you're getting it, you fucking crazy bitch.
Yes.
So now they'll, like, ding-dong ditch. Or
yes.
Now, like, they'll be extra loud because they know she hates it. And that's her... What does she expect?
I don't believe they ever did ding-dong ditch.
But even if they did...
You know what I mean? Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Even if they are instigating her a little bit, they're kids.
Yeah.
She's not. She's made it a mess. She's drawn the line.
Yes.
She's being a pain in the ass. Like, what does she think?
These parents are such, they're so good that these kids do not want to cross. Like, they know that if they ding-dong ditch this lady's house and they go to the, they're going to be in big fucking trouble with the parents.
Well, especially because we're back with Ajika and she tells the lady cop, not the black woman we met earlier.
Yeah.
She's like, look, I've told my kids. And again, there's like a heaviness to Ajika when she says this because she knows there's like a white lady on a tirade, like her kids, all of the non-white kids are in danger. And she's like, I told my kids, do not engage.
Yes.
And this is a conversation that black parents have to have more than anybody else
of
in the
course.
World. Do not give them a reason. Do not engage. It doesn't matter how wrong the person is.
Yes.
You could be furious inside safely.
Yes.
So we learn that maybe the kids are calling her a Karen. Maybe they're being loud, AKA being children.
Yes.
She's yelling. Maybe they yell back, like whatever. But they're all told by the cops, by the parents, if something, they've been instructed, do not engage. If something happens, find an adult. And Susan, the adult, has been told the same fucking thing.
Yeah, and like that is where, that's why you're saying it's like required watching for white people. Like we should be feeling the rage that we're all feeling, you know?
And it should be uncomfortable. It should be hard to watch.
Yes.
This is a reality for a lot of people that we need to deal with.
Yeah.
So like she's calling the kids every name in the book, the N-word, the R-word, the B-word, all the words, all the letters.
The P-word.
Like.
I was like, I'm not exactly sure what that word is. I think I know. And I'm like, you're calling little children? I don't know why that offended me so. Like, what is wrong with
you? What is wrong with you? She's also setting off her own pickup truck's alarm.
I was out here with my dog and I happened to see her pull there. And now tell me, mom, she set me an alarm. I'm not doing anything to her truck. So this particular day, I told them, I said, everybody come over here and let's just see. And sure enough, just randomly, like every 6 minutes, the alarm would go off and nobody's even over there.
Yeah.
So I'm like, go back and play. Then she'll come outside. Oh, you guys are near my truck.
And they would sit there and watch her set off her own car alarm from inside her house, then scream out at the kids for setting off the car alarm. And like that, Ajika confronts her about it.
And it's like, no one is messing with, she is messing with them.
Yes.
The kids are just trying to mind their own fucking business and she's making it impossible. And this woman is forcing the tragedy that she then causes. Like and she's looking for trouble.
It's just crazy that in the number of times these cops are, that there's nothing that can be done about this. Like she's harassing them. Why is there nothing that can be done about this?
I know. And the cop says to the kids, look, you're loud and annoying. That's what kids do.
Yes.
It's what I did. We did it back then. But like he goes,
I'd rather have you be doing this than being inside on the TikTok.
On the TikTok or any other number of dangerous, bad things or whatever. They're all they're close to their parents. They seem to love their families.
Yes.
They love their friends. They're close to home. Like, oh my God, lady, like lighten up. So he says, don't go on our porch. He goes, I'm not saying you did.
Right.
She says you did. Whatever she's like he's basically saying to the kids, whatever she's thinking you're doing, he goes, I want to set you up for success. So just don't go near her place if that can maybe help matters.
I just want somebody to scare this woman, not one of the kids. I want one of the cops to say to her, you're harassing these people. If you continue to do this, we're going to arrest you. Why can't anybody say that to her?
Well, I let's get into it a little later because I thought about this too.
Yeah.
But the cops leave by encouraging the kids to keep being loud.
Yes.
And they're like, and always tell an adult if Crazy Susan comes out like the fucking Tasmanian devil. But as they're walking away, they know that Susan is 100% the problem. And the cop goes, you know what we should do?
I should order some puppets for New Year's and bring them back to them.
Right.
Y'all have a good evening.
Thank you.
Yeah. Psycho.
We should give him shit to set off on New Year's. That'll make her go crazy. Like, he knows, like, but again, the white privilege of it is that she's a white, older woman. They just think she's, like, the old crank.
Right.
Right? She's a nuisance. She's annoying. We'll get, you know what, we'll like, encourage the kids to be loud. Because when they walk away, they go, psycho. They know, but not enough.
Well, but then they go back to her to let her know that, like, she doesn't own the field. We know it's not yours. But then she comes back with, what about that mother's threat that she's going to drag me and beat me?
And they're like, says who? Says only you, Susan. You're the only problem. You're the only, she's only the one on who calls.
Yeah.
No one is calling on Susan saying this crazy, like, it's just her.
Right. And it's like, should the other parents have been calling on her to, like, report her for reporting them?
But Ajika doesn't want to because she's a Black woman.
Right.
Like, that's and what we have to keep thinking about here,
it's
everybody.
It's also the idea of, like, let her keep being the problem. Like, right now, the cops are on our side. Let her keep being the problem.
Right. It's so clear.
Yeah. This section ends with the cops saying to her, the kids are afraid of you. The kids are afraid that you're going to hurt them. And Susan says, no, I would never. I would never, ever.
Bullshit.
I mean, it's why we're here.
Because, like, more tidbits about Susan that we learn, like, from the audio.
Yeah.
She got an air horn.
That is a level of insane. Like, that is so, that is Jackass level crazy.
And it's like, she's such a fucking, like, she's so immature too.
Yeah.
Like, she's trying to, like, stoop down to, like, oh, the kid, the big bad kids are playing football at 4:30 in the afternoon.
Right.
Are you kidding me? You're going to get an air horn and be like, you think that's loud? Like,
why do air horns exist? I feel like we've had this conversation on this podcast. And why do they have to exist?
There are plenty of reasons why.
There are?
There must be.
Okay. We just can't think of any?
I just can't think of
any. Like, why does it? That is insane. An air horn? Why does that need to? Pepper spray, I get. An air horn? What?
It's
for football games or something?
That's the worst when you hear, like,
I mean, the horns. But she's also, like, honking the horn of her truck. She's gunning the engine. She's speeding through this neighborhood.
She's driving like a maniac.
Yeah.
She's a fucking menace.
Travel down the road back again.
Girl, Rocket Money is back. Fam, you know it. You love it. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so you can grow that savings.
And this is a good time to do it. It's the end of the year. Let's start the next year off right.
Exactly.
So Rocket Money shows you all your expenses in one place, including subscriptions you forgot about. That's the most important thing.
Oh,
so
my God.
So if you're like, wait, I've been paying what for what?
And people are so shady, they make it so hard for you to do it. Rocket Money is handling all of that for you.
Yeah, so this dashboard lays out your total financial picture, including bill due dates and paydays, in a way that's easy to understand. And then you're like, oh, I see all of it. So you can even automatically create custom budgets based on your past spending. It's not just about the subscriptions.
No.
It's about your whole money picture.
And Rocket Money is in touch with you. Let me tell you, I get emails from them like every couple of days. You will get alerts if your bills increase in price, if there's unusual activity on your accounts, if you're close to going over budget, or even when you're doing a good job. They'll be like, good job, boo. You're doing it.
And also, speaking of budgets, if you have a certain goal that you want to save for, Rocket Money can analyze your accounts to find the best time each month to put extra money aside.
Ah, Rocket Money has saved users over $2.5 billion, including over 880 million in canceled subscriptions alone.
That's crazy.
Their 10 million members save up to $740 a year when they use all of the app's premium features. That's a lot of magazines you don't need.
Seriously, and a lot of money being
honestly
saved.
Truly.
Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/obsessed today.
That's rocketmoney.com/obsessed. rocketmoney.com/obsessed. Did I mention magazines?
I used to love magazines.
Me too.
The smell.
Girl, Helix is back. Look, it's getting cold out there. It's never a better season to slip into your amazing mattress than it is right now. This is the time for sleeping.
Yeah, and if you're kind of like, well, I don't know which one to get, here's the thing. The Helix Sleep Quiz will help you out. It matches you with the perfect mattress based on your personal preferences and sleep needs, which makes this all very easy.
And let me tell you, that quiz is like a 2-minute thing, and they really nail it. They're also award-winning. Helix is the most awarded mattress brand, tested and reviewed by experts like Forbes and Wired.
Yeah.
And me.
I used to toss and turn.
Yeah.
I'm a very hot sleeper.
Yeah.
My Midnight Lux has solved all those problems.
You're still pretty hot.
Thanks. You know what I mean, right?
Also, free shipping and seamless delivery, fam. Helix delivers your mattress right to your door with free shipping in the U.S. That's like, never go to a mattress store ever again.
Yeah, and they have the Happy with Helix guarantee. So you can rest easy with seamless returns and exchanges. And the Happy with Helix guarantee offers a risk-free, customer-first experience designed to ensure you're completely satisfied with your new mattress.
So, fam, you know you want a Helix. Tis the season. Go to helixsleep.com/TCO for 27% off site-wide.
Yeah, and that's exclusive for listeners of True Crime Obsessed.
Nobody else can have that but you. It's just you.
So that's helixsleep.com/TCO for 27% off site-wide. Make sure you enter our show name into the post-purchase survey so they know that we sent you. helixsleep.com/TCO.
Do you know how excited I am to go home and get into my mattress?
I can't wait. I think
I'm
about
very
it all day.
Excited. Me too.
So it's March 14th, 2023. We are not at Susan's apartment. Interesting. Where the hell are we? I don't know. Susan's truck.
Oh my God.
That she's driving around like a fucking menace has somehow ended up locked on private property. The gate has like no less than five no trespass. Oh, and I'm like, ooh, little miss no trespassing has trespassed.
She's trespassed
this
against
us. This is delicious.
Us.
What happened? We don't fully know.
We
the
don't.
Internet doesn't fully know.
Yeah.
But we hear some guy is like,
he pulls in and there's a lady in there ramming, like just ramming the gate back and forth with her truck. I don't know. She obviously must have got locked in, but I don't know what she did was doing back there to begin with, because this gate's always locked and it's fine. You know, yeah. One other time a guy got locked in here and he called me and he got let out, you know?
All right.
It's that simple. Yeah, this
is- So she trespasses and destroys this gate. And he goes, well, you know, like there was one other time where another guy got locked in here, but he called me and he got let out. She just fucking like busted through the gate.
Through the gate with her blowing the air horn, I'm sure.
Or whatever. And I'm like, okay. So the cops go to the address listed on the truck and they're like, yeah. Oh, she lives right down the street. Now I get the sense that these cops don't know Susan from a hole in the wall.
Right. Yes.
But they knock a bunch of times. No answer.
This is insane.
They try like three times. We go to the window, which has a no trespassing sticker.
Uh-huh.
Bitch, you just trespassed.
Against us.
So they knock on the window.
1 minute!
Jeez.
1 minute! And I'm like... Even the cop goes, jeez.
Oh my God, because that was wild.
That, and by the way...
Oh.
That's the real Susan.
Yeah, don't.
Okay, so yeah. They're knocking the no trespassing sign. They're knocking like, ma'am, like nicely. 1 minute! The cop, jeez.
Yeah. It gets worse.
But this is the real Susan, and I want you to remember that.
She goes, what
do you want?
Oh my God. She must not know that this is a cop. Because
but who else? The cop knock. Everyone knows the cop
totally.
Knock.
Totally. She's like in her bathrobe. She doesn't want to come out.
He's like, are you Miss Susan? Yes, I am.
Oh my God. Can you Dr. Susan?
Can you step outside here a second? I was in bed. He's like, okay.
Oh my God.
So they ask her about the pickup truck. She has an attitude.
It's unbelievable because the cop is trying to get her to admit that like she was with her car all day.
The cop starts reading her rights. And he's like, I have to do this because I'm going to ask you some very direct questions.
Yeah. Now, if you're in a situation where the cops are reading you your rights, you're in trouble. You're in big trouble.
He's reading her rights. She's like, hold on, I'm freezing. And runs inside.
She's
like, no, come back. Well, and we're with the body cam, yes, like in her little.
Because
like,
it's like, is she going for a gun? Like, that's what it's Florida. Anything can happen.
And she's like, let me just get something on. Freezing. Something I really hate.
Yeah.
Is when like definitively evil people are unintentionally objectively funny.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I hate that.
Oh, it's really, going to happen again in a major way later.
It's a horribly conflicting feeling.
Yes, yes.
But this is objectively insane.
It's insane.
Like, objectively insane.
Yeah.
So he finishes up and he's like, having these rights in mind, do you want to talk to me now? She goes, no.
No.
And he goes, no? And she goes, no.
He's genuinely shocked.
But the cop goes, cool, no problem. So here's what's going to happen now. I'm going to go find the guy that found you trespassing and we're going to do a photo lineup. And when he identifies you, we'll press charges. And that's when she totally changes her tune.
I didn't realize what it was. I'm sorry.
You realized what it was because you pretty much started saying it beforehand. And
okay.
Now you've
what
said
had
that you don't. I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
Good.
I was taking medication. That's why I didn't even know to talk. I'm sorry. I can't. No, I'm not leaving now. I'm sorry. I've been previously raped.
Now she's throwing every excuse in the book.
Oh,
I'm on
God.
Medication. I was raped. We don't really get. It's like, okay, she's unhinged. Like, I think what we're seeing here
is the
I don't
unraveling.
Know, I don't know if they pressed charges. I don't know what happened with this. But, like, it's to show how unhinged she is.
Yes.
And how she'll say and do fucking anything.
Yep.
And she's violent.
Yeah. And also, where was she? Like, what was that place?
What was
that?
I think, yeah, she trusted.
I'm like, was she, like, dumping her trash in the woods or something and she got locked in?
Or they towed her car and she was like, I fucking want it, and then went and got it and like drove it through the fucking gate like in Almost Famous.
This is you know who she's reminding me of a little bit? That lady from The Woman Who Wasn't There.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
I thought the same thing.
She
has
looks
a very
like
similar
her.
Quality.
Yeah, and there's that complete disconnection from reality where she thinks her reality is real and everybody else is nuts.
And everyone, but like she's totally like, you should be on her side.
Yes.
Why aren't you like it's a no-brainer to totally sympathize with her.
Yes.
And like she'll just throw a lie out and and see if it sticks. And if it sticks, great. She'll go with that one.
And it never works, which never is kind works. Of amazing because a lot of times these people get away with this shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, let's talk racism. Yeah. So she now, again, she's ramping and ramping.
There should be a trigger warning for this section. Like, this is really bad.
So she would scream at these kids. And we have audio of witnesses saying this.
Yeah.
Describe to me what she was saying.
The F word. The B word.
B word and the F word.
She called them slaves. She told them that the field that they weren't on wasn't the Underground Railroad.
Calling the little kids f***ers and all this and all that.
Calling the kids the N word. Like, these parents, their self-control is unbelievable.
She's a hateful, miserable bitch. And she's a waste of life.
She's trying, maybe they just understand that she's just trying to goad them into some sort of physical altercation.
That's what she's doing.
Yeah.
And remember, we're in Florida.
Right.
So there's a stand your ground law. Right. So she is.
Oh, we're going to get there.
She is planting seeds. And she was planting seeds this
whole
time.
But that's why I was saying before we started, like, did she move into this neighborhood to kill somebody? Was that the plan from the beginning?
I don't think it was the plan, but I think if it comes to that, she'll do it. Yeah. I think that's what it is. In Florida, this is where she. And remember, she like didn't. She's not from Florida.
Right.
You know.
Well, it's April 25th, 2023. Get ready for a callback for the ages. Remember that dog that we were telling you about before? That's like the size of a cow.
Yeah.
She's called the cops again to tell the cops that one of the neighborhood boys was trying to pick his dog up and put the dog in her truck. And she says, I'm not here for that.
Yeah, okay.
This is a story that makes no sense.
It makes no sense. Now, the cops have been here a handful of times now. The kids swarm the cop. They trust this guy.
Yes.
They're like, hey, the Karen called.
Yeah.
Now, the vibe is very, here we go again. Now, like, this is where I was like, why aren't they going to do something about wasting time and resources?
But see, that's the other big question.
And causing strife in the community. Yes. Like, she's, like, doesn't that count for it? She's brewing hate.
Yes.
And making essentially fake 911 calls. And I thought about it. I really, like, sat, I, like, took my hands off the keyboard. I was like, wait, let me, like, slow down on this and really think about this.
Yeah, because the time and resources was a thing that I was like, if they don't care about anything else, I bet they'll care about that.
And I'm like, is this a situation where my thought process is swayed because I know how it ends?
Yeah.
Like, is it? Because I absolutely think the cops needed to be clearer and tougher with her about not calling them for no reason.
Yeah.
Like, when they're there, be like, don't fucking do this again.
Right.
I think her white privilege is showing. I think it's her age. I think it's like they think she's the harmless old crank.
Yeah, but nobody should think that in a state with a stand your ground law where there's strife in the neighborhood. I mean that.
That's the thing that she's causing. She's the root of all the problems, right? And so, like, she was definitely for sure treated with kid gloves. I'm not defending them, like, full stop.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, like, I looked it up, and according to the New York Times, there were 6 to 8 incidences between 2021 and 2023. This feels like it's every day.
That is true. And in fairness to the documentary, they give us the dates, and they do, in writing the dates down, you're like, that, it is spread out.
It is, but it's still kind of like, man, we were just here.
Yeah.
Or, you know, there's, but it's very like, here we go again.
And like, at least in one of those instances, the cops didn't know about the other instances. You
sure.
know?
Right. And then the thing that we see with the pickup truck and the no trespassing, like that wasn't technically connected. She's the one connection to it.
We will hear a cop say at one point, like, if you put her number into the system, it's like, it feels like a million calls coming from her. So at least some of them know.
And they didn't respond to all of them.
Yeah.
That drops in too. And like, I don't know if we necessarily want the cops to like not prioritize this area because of this one crazy lady.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, like, they have a duty to respond.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, they should be responding because what if it's the time they don't respond and then something bad happened or she's the one? So it's very, very complicated. However, full stop, they should have been clearer with her. Full stop, they should have been like, don't fucking do this again.
Yes.
Like, you're the problem and cut the shit. And they didn't do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this time she's like, the kids wanted to put the puppy in the truck, cash money, the big poodle from earlier. She's lying.
They go and talk to a neighborhood dad. And, like, this is where I was like, wow, this interaction between the cops and this dad is kind of amazing. And, like, it's so bad in America that these white cops being really nice to this black dad was so heartwarming to me that I then got mad at myself.
This lady is so fucking terrible that she's actually bringing people together.
Yeah, and it's like cops, if you could approach every interaction that you have with everybody with this same sort of deference, like, the world would be a much better place.
Because
they're, like, laughing.
Yeah.
And the dad is like,
she's saying he was trying to put the dog in the back of the truck.
In the back of the truck.
You think he could even lift that dog?
That dog is bigger than him. The poodle is bigger than him.
Okay.
Literally. Like, that dog stands this way at all. But this wide around.
He's only like that.
Well, he can't pick up a dog.
He's trying.
No way possible.
It's Cash, and the kid's name is Izzy, and the dog is enormous. We've already seen the dog, and there's absolutely no fucking way that this kid could lift this dog into the truck. Now, to me, they're all laughing. I think the dad is glad that it's going this way. But, like, can't you take that evidence back to this crazy old lady and be like, your story is a lie. This couldn't have happened.
Yeah.
Stop doing this.
And, like, she stops being a nuisance.
Yes.
And the, like, miserable old crank.
Yeah.
When she starts actively lying and then accusing them of, like, touching her property. Like, this is where the slippery slope gets really, really slippery.
Yeah.
And she's also, like, so terrible that this black dad, like, this conversation is light.
Yes.
It ends with a pound and they all go on their way.
Yes.
Like, this is, I was like, holy shit. Like,
it was, once again,
so one thing we can all agree on.
It was so beautiful to watch that then I was mad at myself for being happy that
I know.
They were nice to this one black guy that one time.
The bar's in hell.
Yeah, the bar's in hell.
Piping wow. hot. We're Susan will be momentarily,
yeah,
I sure hope. Any day now. And it's like Susan and this other guy that we're all kind of waiting.
Yeah.
Oh, are we go? Oh, did my phone light up? Is that the news alert?
Oh, God.
Is that the alert we've been waiting for?
I got to say, too, there's this one great moment where one of the kids, where the cops are walking past the kids to go talk to Susan again. And the kids are like, they're accusing us of stealing her car. We're 11.
Yeah, we're 11. And he's like, I know.
It was so funny.
These are the kids we're dealing with.
Yes.
They're just trying to play football until it's time for dinner. Like,
exactly.
Light the fuck up. So May 22nd, 2023, Susan's ramping up. She goes to the police station claiming that the kids have burned this no trespassing sign as a message. It's a threat, she says. And the cops are like, girl.
We're also going to see this sign in court not burned. It's yeah. just a lie.
She just goes in with like a story and a prayer.
Yeah.
And they're like, girl.
And they say to her,
no
like,
evidence.
You have no evidence. There's like, she's like, I want them arrested. Well, we're just going to be taking a statement today.
Yeah.
Bye.
Like, there's nothing they can do. They don't believe her. Neither do I.
Yes.
And now, meanwhile, the next, like, sort of batch of audio, because, like, yeah. we're seeing this video, and then it's, like, the cops questioning everyone, like, about this tragedy that we will learn about soon.
Yes.
So all the kids are like, oh, by the way.
Another day happened that my friend told me that lady over there showed the kids that she had a gun.
We were just playing over there, and then she was waving her gun, and Isaac and all of them were like, run! And we were hiding behind this car right here.
Susan was also telling us about the gun that she has, waving it around at them, which is insane behavior.
Now, this should be a 5-alarm fire. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I understand that it's Florida and the whole gun life down there is very different, but this crazy woman who's trying to instigate fights with everybody in a state with a stand your ground law, and there are kids everywhere, this should be a 5-alarm fire.
Yeah. And it's just really sad because the black parents in the community must feel so helpless.
Yeah.
Like they don't want to provoke this white lady
right.
by calling the cops. Like they don't want to invite that.
Yeah, because it's like Chekhov's gun. If like a crazy woman like this has a gun on the table, she's going to use it. She only bought that gun to concoct a reason to use it.
Yeah.
Travel down the road back again. Girl, Function is back. I've been telling you all week, I love my Function dashboard because look, Function is the only health platform that gives me data that most people never get. And the best part, they give you the insights to start doing something about it if there's any sort of issue.
Yeah, so inside Function, you get access to test over 100 biomarkers.
Yes.
So it's a near 360 view to better see what's happening in your body.
So I've been using Function for like 4 or 5 months now, I guess. I check it like at least a couple times a week. I look at how I'm doing. And like I said, if there's anything to have your attention called to, it does that. This is way more information than you get for like your annual physical. And, you know, it's just a way to, like, stay on top of things as you get a little bit older and, like, and then it gives you the steps to take if you need to make any changes. It's amazing.
Yeah. And also, like, 'tis the season.
Yes.
People are catching colds and, like, most people only think about their immune system after they get sick.
Right.
So your body is giving you signals long before that, like, first sniffle.
Yes.
Or scratchy throat ever shows up. And so that's where Function comes in because, again, with those over 100 biomarkers, you're going to start understanding what's going on a little bit better.
Here's the thing. If you're not feeling well, you can check your vitamin D levels. You can check your white blood cell count. That's amazing. Your cortisol levels. Like, it's all right there for you. Like, suddenly, you're not feeling so good. It's going to make sense to you, and they're going to tell you what to do about it.
Yeah, so instead of waiting to be like, I'm going to get sick this season, I'm going to get sick, like, yeah. Get ahead of it.
Get ahead of it. So, fam, learn more and join using our link.
Function is in your 360 view to see what's happening in your body, and our first 1,000 followers get $100 credit toward their membership.
Visit www.functionhealth.com/TCO or use gift code TCO100 at sign up to own your health. Truly own it.
You gotta own it.
You gotta own it.
So it's June 2nd, 2023. It's during the daytime. And she's recording the kids on her phone. And she has to zoom in on them playing because they are not on her property and they're not even close to her. She has to zoom in.
And we see the video. It's also upside down. This fucking moron doesn't even know how to hold her phone properly.
And when they see her filming, they start teasing her. Yeah. What do you expect? You created this dynamic, you crazy racist bitch.
That's all you can do.
Like,
you know?
Of course the kids are going to be like, there she is again fucking filming us. It's weird. She's stalking them at this point. She's harassing them. They're children.
Exactly.
She's made herself an enemy to them. They're going to like tease her and make faces at her. What do you want?
It's almost like she knew she'd get that response, so she started filming.
That's what she wanted.
You know?
That's what she wanted.
Yeah.
So this is when everything starts ramping up. This is what...
Yes.
This is horrible. So Susan, the fucking adult...
So I was outside playing basketball and I just see a pair of roller skates flying at Izzy. So me and then Izzy came over here. He said the woman had a tablet. So me and Isaac went over there and then she came out and with the umbrella and started swinging it and called us a jack ass.
She's throwing. Roller skates are heavy.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, that's a weapon.
That's a real weapon.
For sure.
Incredibly dangerous.
And we learn, too, that she then comes out with an umbrella. We get varying accounts of, like, whether she was actually using the umbrella. Like, I believe that she came out with the umbrella as a weapon as well.
Well, because this, of course, is invoking a response. So, like, two kids go over to the house. This is when she calls them jackasses. She's, like, defending herself with the umbrella.
Excuse me, jack-ass.
I know. It's true. Yes. Because what happens is, as you remember, both all of the children and this crazy lady were told, if something bad happens, get your mom. So get an adult.
What happened was this. Izzy, the little boy with the dog, left his iPad out, his tablet. She took it. He goes over there to get it back. And this is when she throws the roller skates at him. Then comes out with the umbrella and, like, uses it as a weapon.
And says, go get your mother.
Go get your mother, which he does. The mom then—now, this is—we're back to the beginning.
Right.
This is the moment.
And remember, she was told, if anything happens, the kids are going to get an adult and you will handle it like a normal person.
Now,
so she knew this is what the kid was going to do.
And remember, she is still in possession of his iPad. Like,
yes.
She stole it.
And
the mother is absolutely incensed that she threw roller skates at my kid and she's got his iPad and won't give
enough
it back.
Enough is a fucking
she
enough.
She goes over there. We get reports from neighbors that she's saying things like, come outside, bitch. I know you hear me. Ajika is pissed. Who wouldn't be?
Before the shot happens, we get a 911 call from Susan. She's afraid for her life because an 11-year-old is mad at her because she stole his thing and then threw
this sweet 11-year-old that she's known for 2 years and has never done anything to physically harm her.
That she threw a roller skate at?
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah.
But she's planting seeds.
Whose iPad she still has in her hands.
Yep.
I got kids trespassing again. They're leaving all the toys around. They're just screaming, yelling, just being absolutely obnoxious. I went and threw the roller skates over to the other side. The kid says, I'm going to beat you up for that.
Is he out there right now?
Yeah, there are several kids out there right now, and I'm hearing from her. Like, I'm very scared.
She is incredibly calm on this phone call.
Yes.
She's not in fear of her life.
No.
She's very, very calm.
Yes.
This is standard. This is what she does.
This is absolutely a standard call
right?
from her. Yes.
This is, and it's totally normal. I don't hear fear. I don't hear panic. I don't hear chaos in the background. I don't hear threats in the background. It's calm. Because the cops say, stay inside.
Yes.
Lock your doors, lock your windows. The cops are on the way.
Yes.
So witnesses say Ajika storms over there, as she, of course she does. Wouldn't you? Anyone would. Enough is enough.
And once again, even if she is yelling and swearing, she's completely justified. This woman has stolen her son's iPad after all of these 2 years of, like, harassment and abuse.
Violently attacked him.
Calling them
are heavy.
Yeah, I mean, it's all coming out now.
So witnesses say Ajika knocks twice, and then there was a bang. It's very clear what happened here. Susan forced the situation where Ajika was angry and went over there, where Susan can claim it's self-defense so she can kill a black woman. Susan lured Ajika to that house.
Yes.
No question.
I mean, think about it. She didn't give the iPad back, so the mother would have to come over.
There's no other way to see this.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Like, usually I'll try to quantify it. Like, this is my opinion.
Yes.
Susan lured, because everyone was told, kids, if one of you engages with the other, adults are going to be called.
And she literally said, go and get your mother.
Go get your mother. Then Susan calls a second time.
Yes.
She is now sobbing, a lie. She says, on the record, she shot Ajika through the closed and locked door.
Metal door.
This will be huge later.
Yes.
And then planting seeds again. The kids are always trespassing. That fucking word. Who uses that word in the middle of this insane, like using words that she thinks are going to help her?
I know. Well, she starts speaking in stand your ground speak.
Yes. But through it all.
Yeah.
Her anger will always come through because she's like, I just want them to get the fuck out of here. That's not fear. That is anger.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, and this doc is groundbreaking. And what we see next is incredibly hard to watch. And that is the point.
And it goes on for like 8 or 9 minutes.
Yes. Yeah. And basically you like,
Wake
up. Please. Hey, wake up. What's going on?
Please hurry and get here.
Right here.
It's sounds of anguish. It's horrifying.
Now, here's where we can have this conversation for just a minute. Like,
sure.
Ajika dies.
She's murdered.
And we'll go through that in a second. But we are watching these children watch their mother bleed out. I mean, it is chaos. Every neighbor is out on the street. Everyone loves this woman. Everyone hates that they've heard a gunshot. They don't know what's going on. For all they know, there's she's still got the gun and maybe more people are going to get. Nobody knows what's happening.
Or a child as well.
Exactly.
All the kids are out.
And I just... There are some faces are blurred. Ajika is blurred. We're not watching her die, thank God. But as we go through this and we watch the kids learn about their mother dying in real time, I don't know how I personally feel about a kid who can't give his consent to let that be shown. I don't know how I feel about that. And now, I don't want to fight about it, not with you.
Yeah.
I have a kid. I don't know. I just don't know how I feel about it.
I understand. And I am very... Just a quick left turn. You know how I feel about like kids being used as content.
Yeah.
I find that very upsetting. And I've been on the record of like, to your point, that's not really allowed. They can't consent.
Yes.
On the other side of that, I do also strongly feel here that like what we're feeling is why this was made.
Yeah.
And like Pamela Diaz, Ajika's mother, said that she was inspired by Emmett Till's mother.
Oh, wow.
Because Emmett Till's mother demanded an open casket so the world could see what was done to her son.
Yes.
And so that is Pamela Diaz's inspiration for this.
Yeah.
And so, like, a lot of the kids are, like, some of them are on TikTok now. Like, some of the neighbors are on TikTok now. So this feels, I mean, her family and community are behind this. That being said, I think all of those negative feelings of, like, is this... too much for us to watch.
Well,
I think what they're saying is, but you have to.
Yeah.
Because it's enough already. For white people especially, like, I think that's their point. You should hate this.
Yeah, I hear that. I really do. And maybe that's what I'm feeling. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I had to watch this twice. I really didn't want to. I will always watch the documentary once and then watch it again to take my notes. I really did not want to do that with this. I really only wanted to watch it once, but I couldn't. I didn't feel like I would be doing it justice to just watch it once. And I guess you're right.
You know,
I didn't want to have to watch those kids go through that twice.
And there's definitely been, I've seen conversations about like from Black people saying like warning other Black people in their community saying like, this feels like trauma porn. Like, don't watch it. That's totally heard. I'm just saying white people.
Yeah.
Watch it.
Yeah.
Because, like, they say...
All right, are you hurt?
No. Okay. Well, my heart is broken.
I know. I know, sweetheart.
It's okay, baby. It's okay.
I'll be okay.
But my heart is broken.
Yeah.
And it's like, this happens every day.
Yeah.
This happens all the time. And so, like, that's why they made this horrible choice. Like, they're not happy about this. Like, seeing these Q&A sessions with the family and Pamela Diaz, they're not fun events.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I think she is saying what she has been saying is like, but it's time.
Yeah.
It's time.
Yeah.
And it sucks.
I have to sit with it for a minute because it is, you know, anyway, we don't have to like belabor the point. But so basically what happens is poor Ajika dies. They call the kid's father. He shows up in 2 minutes. This man seems amazing. We see the cops tell him that Ajika didn't make it. He crumbles. Then he's like, I'm going to tell my kids. He gathers all the kids. He does it in the most... I mean, as a parent, I don't know. I know that I would be able to summon the strength. And if I would do this, of course, Daisy would hear it from me. But it is the darkest moment of this man's life.
Today has been a very bad day. There's something bad that's happened. And y'all seen it, y'all understand it, y'all experienced it, right? Okay.
Y'all love me? Okay. Y'all love mom. All right. Well, I got some bad news to tell you.
We see the children learn that their mother is not coming back. And they, I mean, these, their minds are not formed enough to be able to process this.
No.
You know?
No. And there was definitely moments where I was like, we're seeing too much. Like, okay, like we're seeing too much. Like we say, like we've said before in other things, like we don't need to see every crime scene photo. We don't, this wasn't blurred. This wasn't like Paradise Lost, the opening. Like we don't, but it's like with this, yeah, we do. Like,
yeah.
Certain people do.
Yeah. Yeah.
White people do. The
Emmett Till comparison's a really good one, you know?
And when I read that, I was like, this is why.
In effect, what she is saying is, even if they don't like it, we have to make this sacrifice.
This is the world.
Even if Ajika's children don't want this, we have to do this, is what she's saying.
Right. To propel change and move things forward and just have people see, like, what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
So Susan is immediately detained. Not arrested, but detained. Now, Susan has murdered Ajika Owens, okay?
Yes.
But because of the Stand Your Ground law, there's an investigation to see if this falls under Stand Your Ground, so she's not arrested right away.
Yeah. And so it's June 23rd, 2023. We're in the interrogation room with Susan. It's Detective Sith and Peterson come in. She's cold. Who fucking cares? Turn the air conditioning up.
Yeah, no shit, you fucking cold gremlin.
But you know what I'm thinking? She's trying to pretend that she's in shock.
Fucking gargoyle.
That's what she's trying to do. She's like, this is where, you know, like, this is where she starts to speak the Stand Your Ground speech.
Yeah, she needs to be comforted.
Yes.
Poor Susan, right? Because as she tells it, she was minding her own business as per usual.
She had a miserable headache.
Well, from all those screaming kids.
Exactly.
Ajika, out of the clear blue sky, starts pounding on the door.
And all of a sudden, she comes out and she is just banging on my door. I'm like, go away. I'm not dealing with you tonight. And then she started banging so hard, everything started shaking. And I'm like, you really need to leave. And then she, I'm going to fucking kill you. And she's just banging away.
Screaming, I'm going to fucking kill you. Now, this did not happen. When we get to trial, people will testify she never said any of that.
Now the killer says something really important here, and she does this kind of manipulation from the very beginning. She says, and this is total, like, other women have said this, and they've meant it, and it's been true. Like, Nicole Brown Simpson said it on the phone call. The killer says, oh my God, she's really going to kill me this time.
Yes, because she hurt me before. She's citing the fact that she threw the sign at her, which she didn't do.
Implying that Ajika is violent and has attacked her in the past. She's really going to kill me this time.
Because this is what you have. The Stand Your Ground law only is in effect if you feel an actual imminent threat of death.
Right.
My question is this. They're going to ask her down the road, are we going to find you researching Stand Your Ground law, like, on your Google search history or on your phone? Like, do people like this get a phone call from somebody at 2 a.m? Don't get on your computer. Here's what you say.
Yeah.
Some stranger calls her 2 a.m. You know what I mean?
Fucking break.
You know, like. Yeah.
So the big question is, well, why didn't she call 911? I call 911 at the drop of a hat. She calls 911 all day, every day. But now she goes, I couldn't find my phone.
Yeah.
We will get to that in a second. Because what happens is she just called 911. Remember?
Yes.
She was told they are on their way. Lock your doors, lock your windows, stay safe. We will be there in a minute.
Yes.
So, and they said, call back if anything else happens.
Right.
So even as she's telling the story, she's completely emotionless. There's no fear. There's no panic. There's nothing. I know people, but she's full of shit. I'm not going to even say it.
Right.
I'm not even going to say
it. Yes. But you would think that a psychopath like her would have the common sense to feign a tear, which she will. She'll try in a minute.
Right.
Yeah.
But what she does is she does that thing. She has excuses for everything. She has a reason for everything. And she's doing this, like, exasperated tone. Like, you should sympathize with her.
Well, because to her, everything she did is justified.
Well, and because she's talking to two white cops.
Exactly.
And she's doing that knowing tone that you guys should totally get where I'm coming from.
They have been so deferential to her. Even, like, every time they've called her, they've treated her, like you keep saying, like their crazy old grandmother.
Right.
You know?
And it's just
she can't imagine she's in any actual trouble here. She's just going to explain what happened in her crazy lying brain.
Right. And, like, as white people.
Yes.
Right? These people, you know how they get. They're so loud. My splitting headache.
Yep.
This crazy, angry black woman. Like, this is the dog whistles.
She's explaining away everything that we learned. Like, the throwing of the roller skate. She says, they leave their garbage in my yard all the time. The other day I came out, I almost killed myself on that roller skate.
Too bad. Ooh, really, really dodged that one, didn't you?
Oh, my God. And so she says, when I came out, because he was here for the iPad, I tossed it in a different direction. No intention intention of hurting him, mm-hmm. didn't throw it anywhere near him.
Now, also, remember, she fired through a locked door.
Yes.
And the cops ask her,
my question is, how do you know what you're firing at when you're firing through a door that you can't see through, when you don't know if there's also a child outside standing there? Or, I mean, basically I'm asking you, what were you aiming at and what were you intending to do when you fired that gun?
I was just fearful of my life.
What were you aiming at?
Right.
To get her to say it, and she can't.
Yes.
And she's like, and they were like, well, did you know if there was a child there or not? Like, did that occur to you? And she goes, no. The company line is, I was in fear for my life.
Yes. Yes. So, you see these bros on TikTok at Walmart saying it to people.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm afraid, right. Knowing they've got a gun on their head.
Right. That's like what Google told her to say.
Yes. Yes.
So while the police investigate, Susan is free. She's not arrested. She's not even charged.
Yes.
And of course, everyone is furious. They are protesting justice for AJ, justice for children, justice for her community. And someone says, if it was one of us,
right.
And this is a black woman saying this, she goes, if it was one of us, we'd be in custody. But and she's 1,000% right.
That woman says it so calmly. It's infuriating, but it is unbelievable. The level of self-control is mind-blowing to
me.
And the cops are saying, and I'm not defending them, I'm just saying what we're told. They're saying it's not that we aren't ever going to arrest her, but there are certain criteria that Stand Your Ground law covers, and we have to do the investigation in order to like see if this is covered under that. And this woman's saying, right, do the investigation. Put that bitch in jail while you're doing it. Because if it were me, I would be in jail. Well,
and she's 100% right.
And they don't have anything to say back to that.
Right. They're like, I'd be pissed if it was my kid, too. I'd be pissed. Like, okay, we'll fucking do something about it.
And then we start to hear a voiceover from the neighbors saying, like, wait, was it that crazy white lady? It's sad, but I'm not surprised. She's a total live wire.
Or like, oh, Ajika told me about this white woman who was terrorizing the community.
Yes. Yes.
So June 5th, 2023, Susan, the killer, gets a police escort to her apartment, which has been destroyed, obviously.
Yes.
And the cops go to speak to the community,
parents
of the kids, and they are rightfully enraged.
I mean, because what's happening is Susan is like trying to get stuff out of her house. The cops are there for everybody's protection. The neighbors are screaming at her. They go and they talk to this one mother
who's been with us the whole time.
The whole time. She's the one who's like, none of these are my kids, but they're all my kids. And the cop thinks he's doing the right thing, trying to calm her down. And he says to her, I mean, the words coming out of his mouth, he says,
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm here because she called me.
She knows better than to be out here alone. That's why she got people with her.
Okay,
because she knows.
Okay, but listen to me.
See what happened to the lady house?
Just make my life a little bit easier, okay?
I'm
not here to start anything.
Make your life easier? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Her best friend was murdered in cold blood in front of all of their kids.
It's one of those things where the cop thinks he's saying the right thing. He thinks he's like winking at her like, I'm on your side
here.
Just the words coming out of it make my life a little bit easier.
Were you there one of the time? Did you respond to any of these phone calls where she was like the miserable old crank and just a nuisance lady?
Right. Yeah.
To even say, like, we're not all in this together anymore, guy.
Exactly. We never were.
We never were. But like, now they're not. Even though he's talking to a white woman, she's still a member of that community that was her dear friend who was murdered in cold blood in front of all of their children.
We're not friends.
None of this is easy. And it's never going to get easy.
No. And part of the reason we're here is because you, cop, didn't do anything about this. You never made her understand that she was wrong. Why don't you, like, rather than calling her a psycho behind her back, why don't you tell her that she's acting crazy and don't fucking do this anymore?
Or thinking, maybe I shouldn't give the kids loud fireworks to instigate her on New Year's Eve.
Yes.
That was a funny little thing, but that shows that they weren't thinking,
no.
They weren't playing this tape through to the end.
But once again, if we can learn something from some of these documentaries, like, the cops need to, like, stop treating these old white people like the friendly grandma. Look what happens
when you do that,
especially in a state with a Stand Your Ground law.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Like, all of these neighborhood situations need to be treated like a tinderbox that could explode any moment because they can.
Right. Right. June 6, 2023, the killer's final interview. Now, the cops want to, quote, clarify some things, which means they have caught her in many, many lies.
Yes.
That's what happens here.
And thank God, because, like, this easily could have gone the other way.
Yeah.
You know? But anyway, we're back in the interrogation room. Now, the cops come back in, and they mean business this time. Like, before, they were kind of kid-glovesy, handsy, like, they sort of, like, giving her some, like, leeway. They are here to catch her in lies.
They go, is there any reason why anyone would have a video of you using, like, I don't know, the N-word, which means they have video of her using the N-word. Now, she, her response, she goes, well, if I let it slip out, like, I'm sorry, I guess.
I mean, what would happen for you to say something like that?
If they were being extraordinarily rude or if they were just, I was always taught the N-word meant that you were just being unlawful, you know, dirty, just, I don't know, generally not being pleasant.
Unlawful.
Mm-hmm. Dirty.
Dirty. Quote, generally
not being pleasant.
My jaw.
I know.
Was well, on the fucking floor.
And what her saying that is horrific, but her not knowing not to say it tells us everything we need to know about
bullshit.
Her.
Right. Yeah.
You know what
I
mean?
Yeah. Now, also, remember like the guilt burps with Durst?
Oh my God.
Her
yes.
tell is good gravy.
Yeah.
Whenever
yeah.
they ask her a question, her response is good gravy. I don't, we got a big lie coming
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
So, because once again, like the end
of I hadn't thought about those Durst sulfur burps in such a long time.
But it's
time.
The same thing. Yeah. Like, good gravy is like, the mask is fully up.
Yes.
Okay. She's like victim Susan.
Yes.
Not the Susan that screamed, 1 minute. That's the real Susan. That's her. That's real. Good gravy means mask fully engaged.
I'm just saying, like, your SNL audition would have been off the hook. Like, I would love to have seen, like, your impression. Like,
oh my God.
It's just so good.
That's hilarious. So once again, her story is the killer minding her own fucking business. Did she just ram a gate the night before? Who the hell knows?
Who knows?
She's sitting there innocently minding her own business. And her story is that Ajika came banging on the door, threatening to kill her. This went on and on and on for minutes on end. She didn't know when it was going to end. It was terrifying. The house was shaking.
Yes.
And she couldn't find her phone, remember?
Right,
because she just used that phone to call the cops.
Now, this is really important.
And they told her, stay put, lock everything. We are on the way. We'll be there in 2 minutes.
Yes. And they lock her into her story. 10 minutes go by, according to Susan. 10 minutes go by. Then Ajika comes over and is pounding on the door. Susan has been in such a tizzy. She's lost her phone. She doesn't know what to do. And that's when she gets her gun.
It was a harrowing 10 minutes at least. Could have been an hour for
at
all
least.
She knows.
Yeah.
The real truth is that the killer called 911 2 minutes later. She called again.
Yes.
The 911 call, fake crying, saying she shot and killed Ajika. Okay?
Yeah.
2 minutes.
So the first 911 call starts at 8:54. It ends at 8:59. It was a 5-minute call. She's told the cops are on their way. If anything happens, if anything escalates, you call us back.
This woman was thrilled to call 911. Now suddenly in 2 minutes, she can't find her phone. Bullshit.
Because she's saying for 10 minutes, I was scared. I was nervous. Then Ajika shows up, pound, 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 pound on the door. But then the cops say to her, no.
So the second 911 call where you called, lady was banging on my door. I shot her through the door. That call came into our call center. It was received at 9:01, which is 2 minutes after you hung up with the communication center the first time. So that's 2 minutes that all these things that you say occurred happened at your front door.
You ended the last call with 911 at 8:59. Your next call saying that you shot this woman was at 9:01, 2 minutes later. And Susan's got this whole story about all the terror that Ajika, she was banging for minutes and minutes, and then she stopped for a minute. And then she started again, even louder, saying, bitch, I'm gonna kill you. All of this transpired over the course of like 2 minutes.
And the witnesses have Ajika knocked twice, bang.
Yes.
Every witness says that.
Yes.
And the math doesn't math. The time doesn't match up. So she used Ajika's own child as bait.
Yes.
Lured Ajika to the house, baited her, shot her, and killed her, and murdered her.
Yes, and that was the plan.
And then the
remember, she wouldn't give the iPad back. Right. She needed a reason for Ajika to come there.
To say, go tell your mother. And then she did something that she knew would make any mother or any human fucking snap. You threw a what at my kid?
Yeah.
One of those heavy roller skates. Oh, she did, this was all by design.
Yes.
So the cops are like, okay, cool story. Also, another quick quest. If we were to look through like your phone or your computer, would we, I remember when they do this, it means this has happened.
Yes.
Would we, by any chance, find anything about the Stand Your Ground law? Like maybe perhaps would the digital forensics say that like you called 911 and then you searched Stand Your Ground and then you murdered Ajika? Like, is there a world where that would be? And she's just like, No.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
And now I am wondering, like, does her stomach fall into her butt a little bit?
Yeah.
Does she maybe wonder, oh, I wonder if the stand your ground thing is going to work? Because she's so obviously caught. The yes. video of the N-word, the time doesn't match.
Yes.
The internet searches. Is she starting to feel uncomfortable? I sure hope so. She doesn't have a single emotion while she's telling all these lies. And finally, one of the cops says to her, you said earlier that you were cruising Facebook. Like, what kind of stuff did you see about you and this, like, while yeah. you were on Facebook? And she's like, well, all of this stuff that isn't true about me, right. all of these lies that those people were telling me. And the cop goes, you want to know what I saw?
You know what I saw? I saw four kids that no longer have a mother. I think you know what you did was wrong. I think you know that there were already deputies on the way. You had just disconnected. Within 2 minutes, a shot was fired through that door. There's no way to justify that.
There's no way to justify what you're saying with the actual time that we know is true.
Right. What he's saying to her is, you knew deputies were on the way and you knew you needed to kill her before they got there.
Right.
Tonight was the night. This was the last straw for you. This was it. This was, you had the iPad. She was there. It was happening.
Yeah, because she's never going to come over again.
Right.
Because if cooler heads prevail and we break you up, Ajika's never going to take the bait again.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Yeah.
So she's going to be charged with manslaughter. She's told she's charged with manslaughter.
It seems like she doesn't even know what that means.
No. She's like, stand your ground. I have the get out of jail free card. I'm exactly. white and old and playing dumb.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello. So they're going to leave her alone for a minute. Okay. Now they pull out a very old police tactic.
It feels very Columbo to me.
They do this in The Wire, actually.
Okay. Okay.
And they say, this is all bullshit, but they go, look. So Ajika had four kids. Obviously, we can't let you speak to them directly, but here's yeah. a notepad and a pen.
Yes.
And if you have something you want to write to them, you're more than welcome. You don't have to. But if you want to, whatever is on your heart, in your mind.
She looks like they are speaking another language to her. It does not.
My heart?
Yeah, exactly.
She's like, my what?
It makes no sense to her that anybody would want to do
and
this.
And she's like, why would I give a shit about her kids who made my life hell?
Exactly.
I'm the victim here.
She has expressed not an ounce of remorse. At one point, when they tell her that Ajika died, she puts her head down to like pretend that she's crying and she comes up and there's no tear. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. she's not expressed a single moment of remorse.
They're not human to her.
Exactly.
So they leave. Takes a sip of water. She rubs her eyes.
She looks so annoyed when they leave. She can't believe they expect her to do work now.
Now I have to fucking write this bullshit letter yeah. to these stupid fucking kids who've made my life miserable.
Exactly.
Then she writes, begrudgingly,
oh my God.
A paragraph that we will get to in a moment.
Yes.
The cops come back in.
This is, you gotta give us the voice.
This is, they're like, all right, so you're gonna go with this deputy here. No. They're like, I'm sorry, what?
She turns into
Jack Berger. I'm sorry, I can't, don't hate me.
Oh, yeah, over yeah, yeah, and over. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No.
I'm sorry?
No.
No what?
I can't.
What's wrong? What's going on?
I just can't. I'm sorry, I can't do this.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, we're to that point where that's what's going to happen.
I'm not going to, I'm sorry.
Yes, you are. She was,
I'm sorry,
not.
No. I'm not. No, I'm not.
You're going to go? No, I'm not.
No.
You're going to get booked? No, I'm not.
No. Nope.
Fingerprinted? No, I'm not.
I'm so sorry. I can't do this.
They're going to take your pictures? Nuh-uh. At nope. one point, she goes, nuh-uh. Yep. You'll be arraigned in the morning. I said, can you just fucking grab her and shove her down the hallway? Where is the police brutality when you need it?
Well, honestly.
Where is it?
Yes.
I'm asking.
No, I know.
It's too much.
It is because they start to say to her, we can do this. The cop goes, we can do this the easy way or the very, very hard way.
Can we do it the fucking hard way?
I know.
For once, please. Like, where is it when you need it, this police brutality?
These men are very, very afraid about having to get physical with this woman. They
Why?
Do. I don't know. I don't know.
Because she's white and she's old. And yes. I think it's this internalized, like, whatever the yeah. fuck. But, like, enough.
They give her... So, remember that black dad on the driveway that they were best friends with 25
yeah,
minutes ago? If it had been that guy, he'd have been on the ground
right.
with their foot on his neck in 5 seconds.
Fucking
and I am not saying that. I want to be really clear. When I say that image, I mean it. I am not saying that as a joke.
No, I don't think you are.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that to you. I'm yeah. saying that to the listening audience.
Grab her by the collar of her shirt and fucking drag her kicking and
yes.
screaming to wherever she has to go.
Yes.
I don't understand. Eventually, they're like, you know, let's just go ahead and put the handcuffs on her. And I'm like, is this the hard way, fellas?
Right. Because because then she stands up.
She goes, I can't do this. And they're like, girl, you made this happen. This is what you wanted. It's been 2 years of your hard work, and now we're here.
She was read one Yahoo article about Stand Your Ground and thought she got a Jedi. Yeah, exactly.
Cora. Right. She goes, I don't feel well. And they go, okay, well, we have medical personnel.
Right.
If you just come right this way.
And I'm really like, was like, how is this going to end? Because it feels like they're just going to keep saying yes, no, yes, she goes, no, yeah, for an hour.
We're going to go to the jail. There's no changing this. There's no stopping it.
I don't care. Kill me.
We're not going to kill anybody. We're going to take you to the jail. We'd rather you walk on your own. We'd rather you just walk down there. It'd be so much better for everybody if we could just walk down there.
Can you just stand up for me?
No.
And he goes, we're not going to kill anyone.
Yeah.
Where I'm like,
not like how you just did.
Right. Or not like we have in the past.
Right.
But now we're just going to be super, super nice. And they're like, what's the plan, Suze? You're just going to like sit here all night?
Yeah.
She goes, I don't know what I'm going to do. Probably die of a heart attack. And I'm like,
I know.
Now it's time for the hard way, everybody.
I know.
Now it's time for the fucking hard way.
Yes.
Get her on the ground and fucking drag her ass to hell and back, figuratively and literally. I've had enough.
Yeah.
So finally, like, they just take her. Finally, she's like, okay,
she
fine.
She gets up and she goes.
After all that, she goes. The three of them are standing there like Suze. And I'm like, can we stop? But he comes in and he picks up and he knows there's a camera here.
Yes.
He doesn't even look up, but he reads the note. And very robotically and slowly, I know everyone, I said the note, Jersey Shore, I get it. I know. Who wrote the note used to? Very robotically and slowly, I am so sorry. He can barely read a handwriting.
Yeah.
I am so sorry for your loss. I never meant to kill your mother. I was terrified. Your mom was going to kill me. I shot out of fear.
It's her stand your ground confession. Like, she's just using the language.
Right. He turns on a dime and walks out.
Yeah.
And no, he's not giving that to the family, everybody. That was a tactic. That was a move.
100%.
So we get the on-screen text that says, and this is why this film was made, everybody. Stand your ground laws have been linked to an 8 to 11% increase in homicide rates, or roughly 700 additional deaths a year. Research has found huge racial disparities, with white Americans much more likely to find success with self-defense claims, particularly when they kill black people.
Yeah.
And Susan was hoping she was going to be one of them.
Yeah. For sure. And then it cuts to the trial as the credits roll. Can I tell you how much I love that?
I loved it too.
Because I'm like, why do we still have 6 minutes left?
I was nervous.
Oh my God.
I didn't know how this was going to go.
Well, but my thing about running the trial over the credits is that who fucking cares? Like, we need to get justice. I'm glad. She gets convicted. She gets 25 years. Great. But I loved the trial over the credits. Like, watch this if you want.
Yeah.
Who cares about this piece of shit?
And she looks like a different person. She's aged about 1,000 years.
Yes.
She doesn't have that L'Oreal touch up for her roots.
Totally.
Which, look, my hair would look different in prison, too.
Of course.
Obviously, this
Martha
is not real.
Martha Stewart's did not, by the way. Apparently, Martha Stewart looked like $1 million with the peroxide
ways,
in prison.
But I have to go a different color. I don't think they're pink
for sure.
In there. But yeah, everyone would look different in prison. I'm just saying she has aged.
Yeah.
When you're best, sometimes your outside looks like your inside.
Yeah,
you know
because
I mean?
when the judge sentences her to the 25 years, she literally just nods like she doesn't care. She knows it's over.
And the trial says what we already know.
Yes.
You know, like, Ajika was not pounding on the door.
No.
Like, the killer threw the roller skate. Also, in the middle of this, we get the music supervisor, Amani Burt Blackerack Smith, which is just fucking...
Wow.
Slow clap for Burt Blackerack.
Yes.
Hilarious. Thank you so much. I needed that. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
It was like a good thing to rewind for. I was like, Amani Burt Blackerack Smith. And he's like, his IMDb is awesome. Thankfully, she's found guilty.
Yes.
You know, 25 years. The presiding judge stated that he found the shooting to be based more in anger than in fear.
Yes. More of that.
Yeah, this is dedicated to Ajika Owens' legacy, which is her children, Isaac, Israel, Africa, and Titus.
Ugh.
Also, being a shitty person runs in the family because her sister is named Ellen and she was charged with child neglect. Look up that case if you want your day to be ruined
even more. We see her in the documentary. She's the one that's at the house collecting the cats with her after all is said and done.
Yeah, look that case up. I take care, but look at it. It runs in the family. It's genetic.
And
bullshit.
What's interesting about that is that it's her son when they're at the, like, her young son who's like 5 or 6 looks at the camera and goes, guns are dangerous.
Mm-hmm. And the cop's like, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I can't believe they left this out, but this is a fund that was started. So it's Standing in the Gap Fund. It's standinginthegapfund.org. It's a family-led effort that responds to race-based violence by easing financial burdens and supporting community-rooted healing.
Oh,
so
wow.
There are two links. I donated to both. One is just for this, and one is for Ajika's family.
Yeah.
So standinginthegapfund.org. If you want to donate to that and maybe make some change, if you're like, I feel shitty, what can I do? Here's
do
one
that.
Thing you can do.
Yep. Oh, my God, girl. We did.
We did The Perfect Neighbor. Anything but.
Yeah.
You know?
Fam, we love you.
We love you.
Please take care. Go hug somebody that you love. This was a really tough one. Thanks for sticking with us through it. And as Jillian says, we need to watch it. We need to see it. We need to look
at
it.
All white people.
We need to sit with the uncomfortability.
It's required viewing.
What are we doing next, girl?
We are doing What Happened to Karen Silkwood, The Lost Tapes.
Oh, shit. This felt like the Cher movie?
Meryl Streep.
Yeah, but is Cher in that too?
She might be.
I think so. Well, interesting. Great. We'll do it.
This is crazy. This is like it's like a conspiracy thing. Like she was a whistleblower and then she died mysteriously. Was it mysterious? I don't know. We're going to like go back and look at what happened and what she was trying to do. And like, this is a very famous like kind of historical case.
For sure. The Silkwood shower. Like, oh my God.
I know, which is horrifying.
Do we have to see it in the documentary?
They show like the clip from the movie, from Meryl Streep's movie.
Yeah.
But then like, usually we try to every once in a while have like, oh, here's a story like from history that we haven't covered. So this is one of those things.
All right. Well, stay tuned for the trailer for that. Yep. And we love you.
We love you. Stay safe out there. Seriously.
Right. Bye.
Bye.
A mystery so riveting, it inspired an Oscar-nominated film.
They're trying to kill me. They want me to stop what I'm doing.
Inside the renewed investigation into Karen Silkwood's death.
They run her off the road. This poor girl was killed. She was murdered.
I tell you, Karen, you better get the fuck out of there.
But I'm going to shut him down before I go.
We believe that she brushed up against one of the deepest, darkest secrets held by the United States.
The new clues.
Oh, here they are.
Here they are.
From never-before-heard audio tapes.
I don't want any trouble on my job, and I don't want any trouble with my car or anything else.
To the high-tech examination of 50-year-old evidence.
They told me there's something about the crash site that we hadn't known before, so we're gonna check it out.
Could a decades-old case get blown wide open?
I wish the truth would come out. I wish names would come out.
One minute!